Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because it's absolutely beautiful out here. This is what it looks like in California right after it stops raining. Absolutely stunning out here. This beach wasn't here the last time we were there. It was all blocked off and tide was in. The waves were crashing up against everything. But I want to tell you guys something. These are the good times. This is as good as it's going to get right now. And you should look at that and think of it that way. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell notification so you get notified on everything we're doing. And we have an email list that you can join below. But let's get right into it. So many people write me about problems with work, whether they work for the government or they work for a private business or they own their own private business, about how things are so incredibly challenging right now. But I want you to think about this. What if these are the good times right now? What if this is as good as it's going to get? And during the last economic downturn, you know, right before 2008 and everything started collapsing, I had an uncle that came to me and said, what if this is the good time? What if this is as good as business is going to get and you have to live like that? And I'm like, wow, I would be doomed if that was the case. So with that being said, what if these are the good times right now, guys? As challenging as they are, we're being told that our GDP is up through the roof and that inflation is manageable and it's all good, which we know it's not. We know that things are just insane right now, but this is not good. Now, I want to tell you a story. My daughter's in her 20s and she's got, you know, friends of various success, people that went to college, people that didn't go to college, people that have good jobs, people that don't. And she has some friends that are in certain industries right now that are challenging. One of them, I'm just going to use one example, is an animator. And she animates different cartoons and different things like that. And the industry is absolutely dead right now. And this woman cannot find a job right now to save her life right now. And again, I came to California to do this. And if I'm not doing this, I'm a failure. And I'm like, wait a second. You know, how does this define this person? And it doesn't, and it shouldn't define you. I've had to take jobs in my lifetime that were, when I say beneath me, it was not the pay I wanted. It was not the people I wanted to work with. I've told you guys dozens of jokes on this channel about people I've worked for that were just idiots, okay? And absolute imbeciles and thought that they were in charge of everything and, you know, and were nothing, okay? And just, but they were a footnote in my life. And most of it now, when I look back on it, is pretty funny. But people get stuck in a rut where they think what they do for a job defines them. And if they can't do what they were supposed to do, somehow they're a failure. And I'm telling you guys, I have had to take sales jobs and different things in my lifetime that were ridiculous. And as I look back on it, I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it. And, you know, you have to do that sometimes. But I'm telling you right now, these are the good times. This is as good as business is going to get. And if you look at that, that's how you need to look at it. And when you look at people like my buddy Doug, who sells the negative, who sells the foreclosures, and as conservative as Doug is, things are going to get very, very good for Doug because it's going to get very, very bad for a lot of people. So you have to look at it in such a way that you have to understand, make the best of everything. When I consult businesses and work with people, I am very good at squeezing money out of existing companies and making sure that they market and get the most out of what they're spending money on, and that everybody sells that works inside the organization, and that you get more from your existing clientele. Okay? That's what I'm good at. But people don't want to do the extra right now. People just think they're going to throw money at problems and that's going to fix it. It's not what's going to work right now. This is a mess right now. Our economy globally is a mess right now. The leadership is a mess right now. Everything that we're being told is a lie right now. You know, hey, growth is great. Now, think about this. McDonald's, when you have you know, burgers that are going for $12. It is insanity. Nobody can afford to live under these conditions. And people think that they should be working in a certain industry, and it's not working. It's just not working. So get a job. Do something to pay your bills and feed yourself. And get by. Again, don't worry about what people think about you. No one cares what you're going to drive. Your friends that are flying high right now, I guarantee you, you're going to see a lot of people go out of business, and a lot of people have to liquidate their lives coming up very soon. I've seen it before. I see it coming again, and you're going to see it start to trickle in. But because of the delay and how they force this to not happen, and because it's an election year and they're going to tell you how great everything is, it's not good. It's not good. But do what you have to do to survive, and assume that there's going to be nobody out there to help you. That's what people don't want to accept right now. Now, a few stories that were sent to me that were absolutely unbelievable. The Nicholases were people that bank at Chase Bank. And they were sitting there and got notification from Chase Bank that they had charges that they didn't approve. And they're like, wait a second, what is this? They go into Chase Bank, and Chase Bank said, well, these are wire transfers that you approved from your phone device. So be very leery, guys, of this, because these people were not allowed to dispute this to the tune of almost $30,000. They filed a police report, they tried to fight it, and they have no chance of combating this right now because it was a wire transfer. So, gee, you can file a police report. Think about this. When you have a wire, it goes from A to B, from this person to that person. And, well, we know it was sent to this other bank, and they can do nothing about it. The next thing is that people right now are incredibly lonely right now, and people are trying to meet people and do things, and you have to be leery of this right now. The woman that cuts my hair just told me the most horrific story about someone that she knows that's close by to her. And this guy met a woman online, and he's an older guy and hasn't had a partner or spouse for years. And she was going to come see him, and he started to send her money. And sure enough, on the day that she was supposed to come in, she got into a car accident and couldn't make it out. And, hey, Earl, how much money have you sent her? Oh, we've sent, you know, about $800,000. And I'm like, are you kidding? She goes, no, Dan, this story gets much worse. So this guy had four separate dates where he was going to pick this woman from the airport, and she was going to stay at his nice big house and stay with him. And he kept sending her money, kept sending her money, kept sending her money. Now, the woman, the mystery woman, that's not a woman, that doesn't exist, okay, as far as I'm concerned, has access to his bank accounts. The guy cannot pay his bills. And I know this is insane. I know what you're thinking. I don't know this person. I just know of him and who he is. Now it's to the tune of $1.5 million. There's no inheritance for his children. There's no money left over for his children. He can't pay his taxes. He can't pay his bills. And now he's bringing in roommates. Well, maybe we can rent the garage out to pay my bills until, you know, Elsa gets here. Well, Elsa doesn't exist, okay? So that is horrific, guys, that there are people that are so lonely. Check in on people, look at people, talk to people, see what they're doing and what they're going through, because it's absolutely terrible. I've heard so many scams over the course of the last year of people that have tried to buy businesses and lost $80,000 because they didn't investigate it enough and were just foolish. And I've seen people that wanted to sue people, people that didn't sue people, but people get screwed over every time. And not everybody's Dan that's going to take action when somebody wrongs you. But look out for other people, guys. You have to look out for other people because it's very, very, it's a bad world. My friend, who I knew since I was a kid, I knew her mom and dad. Her dad passed away 30 years ago, and the nicest people in the world. But the mom got lonely and wanted to meet people and met a guy online, and sure enough, start sending this guy who works at the oil rigs money to come see her and never did, to the tune of over $30,000. So thank God the kids got in and stopped that before it got much worse. But this is awful, guys. And people just give up of themselves and think that they've got something going on and they have nothing. Okay? So look out for everybody and protect yourself. And remember, these are the good times when it comes for business right now, because it's going to get a lot worse. You're going to see this. In the coming months, I don't care what they tell you. You know what things cost. You know how expensive it is. You know all the layoffs. Think about this. Levi Strauss. Levi's is laying off 10% of their staff. Corporate and manufacturing. You're not buying Levi's anymore, guys? Yeah? It's $75 a pair of jeans right now? You're not doing that? Okay. Neither is anybody else right now. 10% of their workforce, had 19,000 people working there. Okay? Too much. Layoffs are compounding, but I can bring you stories and show you stories. These layoffs are non-existent. They don't affect us because they're all in tech. How is Levi's in tech, guys? Is it the tech department that's losing a job? No, it's not. It's not a tech company. You're going to see such a problem, just like Doug talked about yesterday with commercial real estate. Deb sent me a great story about downtown Columbus, Ohio buildings, where they're going to have them reimagine what these buildings are going to be and have open auctions to a select group of people. Huh, what does that mean? Well, let's reimagine an office building. How do you reimagine this office building, the Wyandette building? Okay? The problem is that nobody's renting these buildings. No one is leasing these buildings. No one is going out there and wants to work from the office, at the office anymore. We saw this with JP Morgan. We saw it with Goldman Sachs. We saw it with Morgan Stanley. You got to come back to the office. You cannot work remotely anymore. Those days are done. Now, the next one is Bank of America. Bank of America issued a huge mandate. No more remote working. Well, again, you know, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And the examples that are set by management are terrible. Think about this. The Boeing CEO, all hell is breaking loose at Boeing right now. It's clown college when it comes to manufacturing airlines over at Boeing right now. And they're letting the CEO, he comes in, are you listening? 2 days a month to the office. Okay? So what is he? He's sitting on an island someplace with the world collapsing. He finally gets called to Congress, and that's basically a work day. You know what I mean? So 2 days a month before this guy comes into the office. It's preposterous, guys. Absolutely ridiculous. So let me know what you think about this so far. But again, if you understand that things where we're at right now could get a lot worse, you're going to take it more seriously, and you're going to watch your spending. You're going to be appreciative of the job that you have, but take the work that you can get right now. And again, I don't care where my friends work. I have friends of various degrees of success, and I don't care where they work. It means nothing to me. But if they were sitting at home doing nothing, that would bother me. Okay? Look out for people. Be kind to people, too. There's more to cover. Okay? Isn't this stunning out here, though, today? Look at that. Okay? Absolutely amazing. Now, remember, the last time we were here, there was no beach. It was completely closed because the tide was so high. So now we get to walk out here and walk in the sand. Can you believe that 38% of all the homes in the United States are over 40 years old? And people are stuck right now. They can't sell these old, dilapidated houses. It's ridiculous. Great article from Fortune magazine talking about how people are doing something new called home hardening. And what that is instead of fixing it up and making the place look more glamorous, they're doing things to make it more secure. Okay? This would be generators. This would be different things that give it security, securing the foundation, making sure that the hardscape is good, cement, things like that, and their roofs are good over letting it get more dilapidated. Kind of makes sense, don't you think? Now, thank God I don't live in an area that the power can go off. You know, we had a freak rainstorm. in San Diego County, and they had flooding that they've never seen before. Now, you can blame it on anything you want, but we don't have power outages. We don't have massive frost and freezing here, but you're trying to make everything, something's bad, you know? These old houses, what are you gonna do about your old house? Well, not everybody can afford a new house right now, especially here, guys. You know, I'm floored at what people are paying for this construction right now, because it is Looneyville right now. So we're seeing that like you've never seen before. But, you know, don't you think that people should take care of their houses? Think about this. Microsoft just announced that in the Activision, Xbox, and ZeniMax division, they're laying off 1,900 more people. So now you can sit there and call this tech all you want, but the video games, they're laying people off in the video games. You're not playing video games right now. The point is that the economy is taking a hit everywhere right now. So everybody that's getting the hit is feeling it. But again, more designers, more game people, everybody. So this is Microsoft too, guys. It's not the little company. It's not some startup that we've never heard of too. So Daily News, a couple days ago, they were upset about job losses and about not getting raises. So they all had a walkout. First time in decades that they didn't produce content at the Daily News. Do you care about the Daily News with this? Again, be happy for your job. Let's go complain about our wages and that we need to get more money and more time off and more perks. I'm telling you this right now. Look at the perks that don't happen at Google right now. Google is not giving away the moon like they did 5 and 10 years ago. It just doesn't happen. Well, if Google's not doing it, you think the Daily News is going to be doing it? Come on. Come on. You know? So it's ridiculous. I love this story. There's a real estate broker out of New York that's a complete degenerate. And he was charging people, hey, you want to get into an apartment? You have to pay me a referral fee. I'll get you in a rent-controlled apartment. Oh, thank you, Ari. I really appreciate that. Read the story below about this guy. He ended up, after the people got in the apartment, sending them a bill for $20,000. And some people paid it. Imagine, I got an apartment. I got to give this guy 20 grand. So he got sued. He got charged with, with a nice lawsuit. Had to pay a huge fine. Had to give money back. But what a clown. You're not here to help. There's a difference from helping over somebody signing up for this in advance. And then Bob Backish, who runs Paramount, he's saying, hey, get ready for the global slowdown and entertainment and everything else, because people cannot afford the streaming services. They cannot afford anything that they're doing right now when it comes to entertainment and extra money. Well, What is Paramount? Isn't that everything extra in our lives? Think about it. You don't need to go to the movies. You don't need to get Paramount Plus. You don't need to do anything like that unless it's extra right now, guys. So that's it. If it's not extra, you don't need it, you know? So it's ridiculous. Plus, final story, which I loved, was there was a guy on a plane who was very rude. And it's an American Airlines flight, and he was causing such a disturbance on the plane, they had to land the plane for a biohazard condition. And the biohazard condition was this guy farting on the plane so much. But because he was such a degenerate, he was farting, and he'd go, oh, you think that smells bad? Wait till you get this one, and calling people out on that. So again, I must be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I must be something like that because I find this funny. But again, a complete degenerate that did this to where people, you know, nobody is nice to anybody anymore. Isn't that wild? Nobody can sit there and just go, oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend you? Let me tone it down a little bit. My apology. No, you don't like that? Watch this. Okay? Wow. Okay? Please do not forget to like this channel. Please do not forget to hit the subscribe button, and onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. Join our email list, and if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you soon. And don't fart in the airplanes, okay?